item 565, that is also a second reading.
Amend transient lodging tax code related to the administration of short-term rental laws. Require short-term rental platforms to either enter into a pass-through registration data sharing agreement or choose listing locations from a short-term rental registry created by the city.
Colleagues, this is also a second reading. Any further discussion? Please call the roll. Carla?
Fish?
This is long overdue. Aye.
Hardesty?
I agree. Thank you. Aye.
Udaly?
I've said this before, but it bears repeating. The lack of compliance with our short-term rental regulations is contributing to our housing crisis, whether platform... whether platforms like Airbnb want to admit it or not. Because the legal ruling that we are using to create this new enforcement mechanism did not exist when I was a commissioner in charge of BDS, we were stymied in our attempts to force short-term rental hosts to come into compliance. I want to thank the mayor and his staff for pursuing this so diligently, for not allowing these platforms and their lobbyists to continue to get away with their very deliberate attempts to ignore our rules and regulations, and for acting so quickly when an opportunity arose to get some desperately needed housing stock back into circulation. It's long past time to hold these illegal hosts and the platforms that support them accountable. I vote aye.
Fritz.
If at first you don't succeed, try again. I agree with my colleagues. This is a non-emergency ordinance that will go into effect in 30 days. After that, there will finally be a mechanism for people to be held accountable for operating illegally within the city. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Ordinance is adopted.